It's our time of the program, and for those who may be catching the Internet Advisor for the first time or first time in a long time, we have a nice regular feature called MI Tech News, and Mike Brennan is the man who's in charge of that, and Mike is with us right now, I like to say, from Margaritaville, or someplace close to that. Am I right, Mike?
Well, someplace close. Panama City Beach, Florida. Yep.
Oh.
It's wonderful, 75 degrees, sunny. Been best vacation I ever had. So.
You know, here we have a live program at our flagship station when it's gray and cloudy outside, and we got guests who are bragging about sunshine and sand and sea.
Different parts of the world.
I know. I'm a rat, aren't I?
Everything that's not
the Florida
pure Michigan.
Technology Journal, you know, so.
here we go. Thank you very much. That's the theme. Yep, that's our theme right now is Margaritaville. Anyway, Mike, you know, for people who are first hearing about MITechNews.com, why don't you explain a little bit about what our co-branded newsletter is and what it brings to people every week?
Well, we try to give you the headlines from around the state and even beyond on what's really hot in technology right now. I mean, what are the main themes, what are the main stories, people, places, all that jazz, who's doing, you know, selling what to whom and all that. Then, but beyond that, it's also for entrepreneurs. I mean, I've been doing this for a long time on my own, so that qualifies me for that. So, but the technology entrepreneurs are a real sweet spot.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's, you get a lot of that. We also do, I do some, I actually pick it up from Gunware News Service, some legislative coverage pertaining to business and obviously internet stuff and technology, so we get a flavor of that. And then I have some folks that write for me that we do a lot of stuff in the STEM area, and we package it all together with a podcast. We pick up the Internet Advisor podcast,
right.
Put that in there, and that's just the beginning. I was going to mention that that's something we're really going to explore this year. There's
yep.
a lot more podcasts, starting out in audio, but later in the year I've got some ideas for video that I want to launch, and it'll
oh,
all
boy.
Be there in the newsletter. So.
Oh, boy, you mean all the four mugs that I'm looking at here in the studio are going to get on the screen? They're going to actually get
They're
to see what Ed looks like?
They're going to have pretty faces for the world to see. You know?
Yeah. Oh, is that scary.
That is scary. Cal, what were you going to say?
You know, since you're traveling, Mike, why don't you tell us a little bit about the deal that AppSecure is running with the Internet and being able to do some traveling as well?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch everything you said. I've got a bad connection. Dog's barking behind me.
Yeah, I know, yes. It's really tough to have that dog barking.
I think it was bartender saying, you wanted what, sir?
Pina colada, pina colada.
Well, no, I mean, the beauty of the new virtual corporation and the way that all these businesses are being set up is everything is tuned to the Internet. So, I mean, everybody down here says, oh, y'all come down here in the wintertime, you know, and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, well, it's not quite that easy, but
yeah.
We'll give it a serious consideration. So.
But your question, Cal, was about
AppSecure? Since he was out traveling, and I see on your website you have something on AppSecure that gives Michiganders a chance to go out and do some traveling
sorry,
as well.
Sorry. Yeah, I do. I have that on there. AppSecure, if they're having a contest, you shoot some pictures, put them on your Facebook page, and then the winner gets some exclusive vacation up in Traverse City at one of the resorts and all that jazz.
Oh, nice.
And you got to do that until April 8th. So you got to get it shotted up on the website until April 8th. So.
Okay, excellent. So if I go to mitechnews.com, I would find out about that?
Yes, he would.
Yeah, it's there right there. So it's right there on one of the breaking news stories.
Excellent.
I did do a little work this week, not a lot, but
well,
got about 10 stories up there. You know?
Here's the nice thing, folks. If you go to our homepage, internetadvisor.net, and you go scrolling down about three-quarters of the way on the show notes, you'll see Mike's smiling face, and then right next to that, you'll see a link that says to click on this to subscribe. It costs you absolutely nothing. And then every Friday, an entire list of breaking news and then webcasts and cyber defense information, clean updates about clean energy, entrepreneurs, corner, biotechnology, politics, new products, and there's guest columns as well as the podcast content of our show. And then there's a serialized version of a book that you have done called The Cyber Stiletto that also accompanies that. All that for nothing. Folks, all you got to do is sign up, and you will get that delivered. So if you're interested, especially if you're an entrepreneur, I think, Mike, or looking for opportunities to find venture capitalists, it's a great resource to find out where people are gathering
absolutely.
Together.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really tuned into that. I mean, I've been on my own for 14 years, and I could write a book about what not to do as an entrepreneur because I've probably done it. So, I mean, I can speak from experience on a lot of this. And we've tried a lot of different things, a lot of different people. But, I mean, you can't do it all alone, entrepreneurs out there. It sounds great, but you can't. You got to have a support network out there of, you know, CPAs and attorneys. Mm-hmm. And if you want to help finding money, there's lots of sources, and we cover all that.
Right.
We cover all. We have great law firms that support us on the website and on the newsletter and everything else. So, I mean, if you're an entrepreneur, particularly if you're a tech entrepreneur, you really got to check it out.
You know, Gary, when we started this whole program, Lowthees, 16 years ago, one of the emphasis we had was we want to support technology developing here in our state of Michigan, as as answering people's questions, which, by the way, we're going to do in our second hour when you get the call.
Yeah, we want to support the internet and technology community here in southeastern Michigan and in our listening audience from around the state and around the region. The second hour is devoted to helping individuals have a better online experience.
Right, exactly. So that was one of the reasons we got together with Mike Callis. Had you something to wrap up with?
Yeah. I wanted Mike to quickly talk a little bit about Servant Systems' iPhone app for that they got for Ann Arbor.
If you want to go to Mass, tomorrow's Sunday. So if you're out there and about, they have a new iPhone app. You can get it on the iTunes store where you plug in your location and it dials up the local Catholic churches, and then you can find out when Mass is when you're traveling.
That is really nice. And since you're on the road right now taking one of your rare vacations, that's a neat thing to be able to have on your iPhone. It's called Mass Times for Travelers app. You'll find that in the App Store. That's another great thing. Well, folks, this is an example of what you can find with MI Tech News. This is some of the things that are delivered every Friday by Mike, and you get it at your home without any more ado. No money involved. Just simply go to internetadvisor.net, scroll down the page, and subscribe. Mike, you go back to enjoy. See if you can feed that dog something.
we caught 30 Spanish mackerels yesterday out on the ocean. So we're having a big fish fry tonight, and the turkey and all the neighbors are coming over. It's going to be fun.
Oh, my. Well, have yourself a good time. You've earned it. You did a lot of hard work. Mike Brennan, he is the editor of MITechNews.com. That's right. Down to Margaritaville.
Yeah.
All right, Mike, take care. Have a good time down there.